Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Cloudy skies expected today with a high of 78. Partly cloudy tonight, lows around 57. Partly cloudy tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 77. Upper 70s Saturday, turning cooler Sunday with highs in the mid-70s and thunderstorms possible. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 66.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas state lawmakers yesterday were questioning the Kansas Nursing Board, with some elected officials saying eventually that their plan was to defund the board, with concerns of what they say is politics being run in the nursing industry. KSNC News reports it comes at a time when there is still a nursing shortage in the state of Kansas, with the Government Oversight Committee saying that the use of the, quote, unprofessional conduct demerit from the nursing board has been used for more than just extreme cases to take away nursing licenses from individuals who are trying to work. The unprofessional conduct demerit can be given to nurses who are accused of things that include physical or sexual abuse. However, many nurses testified during the hearing yesterday that they have had their licenses revoked for lesser serious infractions. During the board's hearing, Carol Moreland, the executive administrator for the Kansas Board of Nursing, said they acknowledged the complaints made against the board and explained that it was never the board's intention to cause any harm. Good American Network News.
Fox Sports. Fox Kansas is Wichita's home for exciting live sports action. Saturday, Major League Baseball takes over an iconic NASCAR track. Baseball Night in America has the Braves versus the Reds in the 2025 Speedway Classic live from Bristol at 5 p.m. And what started with 61 teams is now down to two and a $1 million championship game. It's the basketball tournament. Find out who takes home the cash prize Sunday afternoon at 3. Fox Sports. Fox Kansas. Channel 24. Cox Cable. Channel 4.
Burwell Construction has been a trusted name in the roofing business as a local company. Whether you're still trying to get a new roof from storms or have general wear and tear, call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. Burwell Construction will evaluate your roof and work with you from start to finish, even help with any insurance claims. Join the thousands of others and trust your next roof to Burwell Construction. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
It's Burwell, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
35-year-old Matt Jennings and host of a hunting show from the state of Georgia has officially been banned for life from hunting or fishing in the state of Kansas after officials say that he was caught illegally killing two deer. KSNC News reports that the announcement comes after the report from the U.S. Attorney's Office, where Matt Jennings had filed guilty on two federal charges after shooting antler deer in Kansas back in 2022, then using illegal tags. Jennings had shot a deer near Florence, Kansas, using a tag that was not valid for the area, then drove to Oklahoma and falsely registered the deer there. According to court documents, he had also killed another antler deer near Wakini, Kansas, violating Kansas law, which only allows one per season. Jennings has been sentenced to 5 years of probation, ordered to pay $15,000 in restitution and a $10,000 fine, along with giving up the antlers of the deer. During his probation, he's also been barred from hunting or fishing or even guiding in eight other states that include Oklahoma, Missouri, and Colorado. Mid-America Network News.
In your bustling lives, we're constantly on the move from hectic commutes to family outings. Blue Valley Insurance offers comprehensive auto coverage to keep you safe on every journey. Whether you're heading to work or driving your kids to practice, we've got you covered. Visit us at convenient locations in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, or Marysville for personalized auto insurance solutions tailored to your needs. Drive with peace of mind, knowing you're protected by Blue Valley Insurance.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Officials and law enforcement across the Omaha, Nebraska area are warning about an electronic scam that could be on the rise in the area, especially when it comes to electronic retailers, as they say online shoppers could be taken advantage of for lower prices for computers, with some individuals saying that they've been purchasing some laptops online and even accessories like replacement batteries that just didn't pan out the way it was expected.
The screen just got hot, the bottom of the computer got hot. It froze. Any kind of key I typed in, factory settings, pretty much nothing. It just froze up.
That audio from WOWT News, as they say the different electronic stores around the Omaha area have seen multiple individuals coming in with near similar problems and reminding that if prices are too good to be true, they probably are, with more individuals buying things like graphic cards being used to build.
There's no better place to work, play, and relax than the great outdoors. Spend your day connected with Blue Valley Technologies Outdoor Wi-Fi. Join online meetings on the patio, stream your favorite playlist by the grill, or watch a movie under the stars. Enjoy an uninterrupted connection this summer without ever having to step indoors with Blue Valley Technologies outdoor Wi-Fi. To learn more, visit bluevalley.net/outdoor.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The North 7th Street corridor drew considerable attention, occupying much of this past week's meeting of the Marysville City Council. A request from Home City Grain to add rock and dust control on the route between U.S. 36 and Calhoun to allow grain trucks to move to an offloading facility in the Union Pacific Yards in North Marysville prompted concern. Representatives from the Blue River Rail Trail and historic Union Pacific Depot raised safety and other issues with additional heavy traffic, noting school children crossing, as well as economic and other benefits from bicyclists and others on the trail and at the depot. After much discussion, Mayor Todd Fry termed a compromise as the best of bad options that would allow grain trucks use of 6th Street, which is a designated truck route, for the project. As part of the motion, appropriate signage, including stop signs for traffic control and parking regulations, would be established. The motion passed 6-2 with Colleen Behrens and Keith Bikeman voting no. A request from the depot group to close 7th from Carolina to Calhoun was tabled until the next meeting, and after confirming with Home City Grain that 6th Street would work, no action was taken on the dust control offer at this time. The mayor concluded the meeting revisiting conversations regarding improvements on North 7th and directed the city administrator to move forward with exploring options as to a request for a proposal that would allow study of drainage issues along the corridor. In other business, council approved Chris Schrader's use of fireworks at the Country Club Lake August 9th and heard a report the final full day at the Marysville City Pool will be August 17th. With limited hours through Labor Day and closing after dog swim Labor Day from 8 to 10 a.m. Appointments to the Zoning Board of Appeals were approved, including Mary Cooney, Tony Deaver, and Ty Warren. Marysville USD 364 will offer online enrollment this year on the district website, usd364.org, and the elementary, junior, and senior high buildings will be open Thursday 10 to 6 and Friday this week 8 to 4. Retirement of school nurse Kathy Herter was accepted, and Mikhail Tomer was hired for the position. Paige Howard was hired as a teacher, and Lucas Packett will move from 5th grade to junior-senior high science. Several assistant coaching positions were approved, along with head spring coaching assignments for Dr. John Hafley, baseball, Burt Lord, softball, Julio Franco, golf, and Sheldon Smith, tennis. Donald L. Don Novotny, age 77, passed away, and a funeral service is planned Friday, 10:30 at the First Christian Church in Fairbury. Burial in the Steel City Cemetery. Curtis Meyer Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Don Novotny. Michael K. Mike Barnes, age 65, of Vermilion, passed away July 28th. Massive Christian burial Saturday, August 2nd, 10:30 at St. James Catholic Church in Wetmore. Burial in the Wetmore Cemetery. Rosary Friday evening at 7, at Lauer Funeral Home in Seneca, in charge of arrangements for Mike Barnes. Larry D. Nugent, age 76, of Blue Rapids, passed away July 4th. A service is planned Saturday, August 2nd, 11 a.m. at the Blue Rapids Community Center, with Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Larry Nugent. Fred Kohorst, age 78, of Marysville, passed away July 23rd. Visitation with memories Saturday at 1 at the Marysville American Legion, with private burial at St. Gregory's Catholic Cemetery. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Fred Kohorst. Patrice K. Kinderdine, age 86, of Vermilion, passed away July 26th. Funeral service Saturday, 2 p.m. at the Patton Funeral Chapel in Frankfort. Burial in the Vermilion Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 5 until 7 at the Patton Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Patrice Kinderdine. A celebration of life service for Robert E. Bob Chase, age 71, of Liberty, who passed away 17th, is planned Sunday, August 3rd, 2 until 5 at the home Harmon Wright Mortuary, Beatrice in charge of arrangements for Bob Chase. Mary Joseph, age 76, of Blue Rapids, passed away Tuesday. Private family service will be held at a later date with the Christy Anders Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Mary Joseph. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu Thursday, hamburger gravy with mashed potatoes, peas, and fruit cocktail. Friday, ham with a whole wheat roll, scalloped potatoes, Brussels sprouts, and Fiesta fruit pudding.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Staying cloudy and cooler today with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Sunshine throughout Friday with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. And partly cloudy skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Still some scattered showers possible into Saturday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the mid-70s and lower 80s. Some scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible into Saturday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. There will be a slight chance for some rain showers throughout Sunday, mostly cloudy with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Then scattered showers continue into Sunday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid-60s. Still a chance for some rain showers into Monday, otherwise mostly sunny with our highs in the upper 70s and mid-80s, then mostly clear skies throughout Monday night with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. Sunshine on Tuesday with our highs in the mid-80s and lower 90s, then mostly clear skies throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, late July 91, record high on this date 109, the average low 69 and the record low 48. Sunset this evening, 8:43. Sunrise in the morning at 6:24.
Get ready, Marysville. Squirrels Just Wanna Have Fun is coming your way Friday, August 8th. Check in between 4 and 6:30 p.m. at the historic Hester House Museum, then hit the town. Explore participating businesses offering refreshments, drinks, store specials, and unique experiences. You can shop until 8:30 p.m. And don't miss the after party near Spellmeyer Automotive, where a DJ for Black Squirrel Entertainment will be spinning tunes and keeping the energy high. It's fun, it's local, it's squirrel approved. Friday, August 8th. Don't miss Squirrels Just Wanna Have Fun.
I'm Alex Sobario. It is the July 31st Major League Baseball trade deadline. Teams making moves to either buy or sell. One of the biggest names on the move happened late on Wednesday as the Diamondbacks move third baseman Eugenio Suarez. He's reportedly headed back to the Seattle Mariners. Sources told ESPN's Jeff Passan. Seattle sending three prospects in the deal back to Arizona. The deal is pending a medical review. Suarez fifth in the big leagues with 36 home runs and head back to the Mariners where he spent the 2022 and 23 seasons. Also on Wednesday, the Cardinals dealt closer Ryan Helsley to the Mets for three minor leaguers. He's expected to be the Mets' setup man for Edwin Diaz. Helsley led the majors last season with 49 saves. Speaking of relievers on the move, the Phillies acquired Twins closer Yoan Duran for a pair of minor leaguers on Wednesday. The Phillies with 16 blown saves this season and needed a boost in that spot in a big way. Duran, 16 saves and 18 opportunities for Minnesota. Shohei Ohtani was pulled in the fourth inning from his start against the Reds. Ohtani wild in the fourth, forcing the Dodgers to check on their MVP. Here's Dave Roberts on what the issues were.
As far as today, certainly there was some cramping, some hip tightness that affected the pitching, and you can see him kind of banging his hip, trying to loosen it up. I don't know how long he's been dealing with it. I know he mentioned to me that the humidity kind of, you know, made his body respond a certain way. I don't know how much it's affected his hitting, though.
The Dodgers lost their matchup to the Reds 5-2. It was a rematch of the 2024 WNBA Finals on Friday. Minnesota hosting the New York Liberty, the teams with the two best records this season in the league. And if he's a Collier doing more MVP things.
Collier lays it in, busts the foul. Big time bucket from the MVP favorite.
Collier goes for 30 with 9 rebounds as the Lynx win it over the Liberty 100-93.
summer might be winding down, but there's still plenty of warm weather on the way. And at Macy's, it's the perfect time to shop late summer deals like cotton dresses from Karl Lagerfeld and more that you can wear now and layer up later for $150 and under. Plus, new Levi's are here, like trending cinch waist jeans for 30% off. So come into Macy's and walk out with late summer deals too good to miss. Ending Sunday at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
When you first saw her, she was out walking her dog. You didn't notice her at first. But when you finally did, it was too late. Because at that moment, you were speeding. She was out walking her dog and only had a second to let go of the leash. Your foot was on the gas and her life was on the line. Speeding catches up with you. Paid for by NHTSA.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Despite pressure from President Trump, the Federal Reserve has decided to leave interest rates alone. Chairman Jerome Powell signaled yesterday it could take months to fully understand the effect of the president's tariffs on prices and the economy. The Fed's decision helped to drive a retreat for the Standard & Poor's 500, which slipped about a tenth of a percent Wednesday. The Dow Jones gave up 171 points to close at 44,461. The Nasdaq was the outlier, gaining 0.15% on the day. High interest rates for mortgages helped to push down pending home sales last month. The National Association of Realtors says its pending home sales index dropped unexpectedly, falling 0.8% compared to May. We're drinking less beer. Shares in the parent company to Budweiser, Corona, and Stella Artois dropped as much as 11% in after-hours trading. Sales for the world's largest brewer declined almost 2% in the second quarter compared to Q2 of last year. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. Good Thursday morning to you all. Markets opening up for the fourth day of the trading week here in just a little bit as we take a look at how some of the markets closed for yesterday's trade day. In the grains market, we did see a little bit of a push throughout the entire day as those numbers finished mixed across the board. In the seeds market, we did see those numbers go down all throughout the day. Those finished deep in the red. And in the livestock market, we did see the cattle have a nice push towards the end of the trade day and the hogs finished the day mixed across the board. We'll see what the markets have for us today on a Thursday. Market report brought to you by Double T Livestock. Whether your herd is big or small, call Troy at 620-491-3312 to sell them all. That's Double T Livestock. Looking at the corn first, September corn up 2.5 at 391¾. December corn up 1¼ at 412¼. Kansas City wheat for September up 3.5 at 522¼. Kansas City wheat for December up 2¾ at 542¼. In the oats market, September oats down 12 cents at 357¼. December oats down 4 pennies at 352½. Over in the bean market, August soybeans down 14 cents at 967¾. September soybeans down 13¾ at 975¾. Soybean meal for August down $1 at 260.70. September bean meal down $1.60 at 264.80. Soybean oil for August down $1.04 at 56.50. And September bean oil down 67 cents at 56.53. In the canola market, November canola down $5.70 at 696.60. And January canola down $5 at 707.50. In the cotton market, December cotton down 17 cents at 67.50. And March cotton down 21 cents at 68.84. Looking at the closing numbers from yesterday's stock market trade day, the Dow Jones finished down 337 points. The S&P 500 finished down 31 points, and the NASDAQ finished down 69 points at 21,028.48. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Come to Rusty Eck Ford for dog days of summer deals happening now. Exclusively at Rusty Eck Ford. Get 0% APR for 60 months on select new Fords. Like this 2025 Ford Explorer, 0% APR for 60 months. MSRP $50,595 with $2,000 down plus tax and fees, only $809 per month. Or a 2025 F-150, 0% APR for 60 months. $50,880 plus $2,000 down, only $815 per month. Or a 2025 Ford Escape, 0% for 60 months. $2,000 down, only $488 per month. The deals are smoking hot at Rusty Eck Ford, with rates as low as 0% for 60 months on select new Ford SUVs and trucks. Visit us today at Rusty Eck Ford or online at RustyEckFord.com.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Stock number 252043, 252652, 252067, plus taxes and fees. See the for details.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Madeline Drake. Encounters with wildlife in the field or around buildings are a common part of rural living. K-State wildlife specialist Drew Ricketts shares advice for farmers who come across deer when working in the field.
If it's possible to harvest around those animals and, you know, not have to try and get out and move them or anything like that, then that's really the best thing to do would be to just go around. And a lot of times if you did go around a fawn or an adult deer that was bedded down that didn't want to move, if you come back in an hour, maybe you move on to a different part of the field, you come back after you've harvested the rest of the field, a lot of time they will have moved on their own. If they haven't, then you can get out a fawn. You know, we don't encourage people to handle wildlife, but if you did see a fawn in a place where you needed to harvest and you need to do it right now, then it would be okay to move that animal.
He discusses the best method for disposing of wildlife that may have accidentally been fatally injured in the field.
If you do injure an animal or kill an animal, there are a couple things you can do. If you're out in the field where that happened, when you discover that it happened, just moving those remains to a spot where they're no longer in your way. We've got all kinds of scavenging animals out there that will clean that up and be glad to have the meal. If, let's say, you got back to the farmstead and found a fawn that had run through some equipment or parts of a fawn, or a deer or something inside of equipment that's dead, there's a couple of things that would be appropriate. If it makes sense to take that animal to a spot where the scavengers can get to it, that's great. You can also double bag them and dispose of them in the household trash.
Ricketts adds that when wildlife makes its way into sheds or other structures, it's often possible to safely remove the animal.
If we have a critter like a raccoon or a skunk or an opossum in a shed, we can oftentimes be not aggressive, but herd that animal out of the building the same way that we might coax, let's say, a chicken back into its coop or something like that. We can quietly walk toward the animal, pay attention to the cues that it's giving us. If it acts like it's threatened, then back off a little bit. But most of the time, if there's a raccoon in somewhere that we don't want it to be, or even a skunk, if you walk slowly towards it, talk in a quiet voice so that it knows that you're coming, but also that you're not threatening it by yelling and being aggressive, then a lot of times they'll just go ahead and move on out of the way, and you could kind of herd them out of the building.
That was K-State wildlife specialist Drew Ricketts with guidance on managing wildlife encounters on the farm. I'm Madeline Drake, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
No sale this week at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They're on the summer schedule, offering sales every other Thursday. They will feature a customer appreciation sale next Thursday, August 7th. Early consignments are being accepted. Contact the sale barn or any of their fieldmen. Again, no sale this week with a customer appreciation sale next Thursday, August 7th at Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
A daily walking routine can do wonders for your physical fitness. It might also help your brain. Details on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, July 31st, the 212th day of the year.
People often say that taking a long walk helps clear their head. It turns out there's more than just psychology involved. Researchers have found that the foot's impact while walking sends pressure waves through the arteries, pumping more blood to the brain and enhancing many brain functions. The hydraulic effect works when running as well, though not when cycling, as there is no ground impact. The researchers also note a synchronous rhythm between stride rate and heartbeat. At a brisk pace, both clock in at about 120 per minute. The bottom line, if you want to improve your brain function, start putting your foot down. There is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You can always learn more about everything at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Kansas City Chiefs are getting ready for the kickoff of their regular season of the NFL just weeks away, as the Kansas City Chiefs have been working on their training camps. However, it has been a rough week with three of their wide receivers reporting multiple injuries during their training camp this week. KSN News reports that wide receiver Hollywood Brown had left practice earlier this week in a cart after suffering an ankle injury, with Sky Moore also leaving the camp early in a cart with a hamstring injury, and Xavier Worthy went down earlier this week inside the blue tent after banging his head, but was able to return to practice after being inspected. In a statement from head coach Andy Reid yesterday evening, he said, the quote, "I don't think the injuries are too bad, but we shall see as time goes on." Preseason for the Kansas City Chiefs starts next week on Saturday, August 9th, with their kickoff at 7 p.m. against the Cardinals, followed by the Seahawks on August 15th. Mid-America Network Sports.
For over 38 years, Truck Stuff has been improving the suspension on trucks, Jeeps, and SUVs. We have several brands to choose from, like Metal Cloak, Rough Country, Superlift, Carly, and more. Lift it, lower it, or level it. Truck Stuff does it all. And with an in-house alignment machine and the only certified Yukon Master Technician in the state, we can upgrade your gears at the same time. Looking good and riding good at Truck Stuff at the corner of Central and Washington.
Tricked out, decked out, check us out.
Emergency.
Each year, more than 3.5 million older adults are victims of financial exploitation in the U.S. Many are afraid to report it, but taking action prevents additional victims. Here's what you can do. Stop. Don't interact with the scammers. Verify the source with a trusted person and report it right away if you think you've been scammed. Remember, stop, verify, report.
Sponsored by Kansas DCF and KDAS and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and the station.
Well, it was a short stay for one individual with his basketball career at Kansas State University after Max Jones only played one season with the Kansas State Wildcats and now is taking his basketball game overseas, as the former Wildcat guard has officially signed his first professional contract with Manchester Basketball, a club that's in the British Basketball League. In a press release, Jones did say, quote, "I am excited and grateful for the opportunity to sign with Manchester. This is a big step in my journey, and I'm ready to give everything I've got on and off the court. I'm looking forward to joining a great team, representing the city, and making an impact." Jones had spent the last basketball season with Kansas State after transferring from Cal State Fullerton. He had started every game with the Wildcats, averaging 9.9 points, 4.1 rebounds, and nearly 2 assists per game, with his best performance coming back in February when he dropped 22 points against the UCF. Overall, he scored more than 1,700 career points with 27 games and having more than 6 30-point outings. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
It's almost time once again for the return of Quinn Valley League Sports, which means the return of TDL Spotlight. Hey, it's Jeff Wirtz. Myself, alongside new Spotlight correspondent Austin Metz, will be bringing you the latest scores, stats, and stories from the Twin Valley League daily on TDLSpotlight.com. Tune in to the TDL Spotlight, your source for all things Twin Valley League Sports.
KNDY.